What's going on, y'all? Happy Monday, TGIM. How y'all feeling today, man? Hope everybody's doing well. Just getting all my connections set up. And, yo, we live. So, happy Monday, man. It's December, let me see. It's December the 9th, man. And 2025 is almost out the door. So it's amazing how fast this year went by, but hopefully it's been a great year for you. Tonight, well, in this episode, got a real exciting topic to share with you tonight. I just want to share with you five things that you need to be doing right now to get ready for 2025. So y'all know, as little kids, when we used to play hide and seek, whoever had to count, they count to 20 or 30. And you know what they said, ready or not, here I come. And yo, that's how 2025 is, just knocking at the door. And whether you're ready or not, it's still going to be here in about another 21 days or so. So I just want to make sure that you do everything you can to put yourself in the best position to like really thrive in 2025. And look, y'all know in the current climate, there's a lot of changes that are going on now, man. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in this episode. But regardless of those changes, you need to be ready and you have everything that you need to not just survive, but to thrive on the inside of you. And so I'm really going to challenge you to tap into what, you know, God has placed on the inside of you. But I'm going to get to that in a minute. But as always, let me read my financial disclaimer. Again, welcome to the Work to Wellness to Wealth podcast. I am your host, J. Rod A. Anderson. And let me start by saying that I am not a financial advisor. And the content of this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Your financial situation is unique, so please do your own research. So whatever I share on here, you need to fact check it. Do your own research and consult with a qualified financial advisor who is familiar with your personal circumstances. I'm not responsible for any financial losses or gains resulting from the use of information provided in this podcast, but I am confident if you put into action what I'm going to share with you tonight, you will gain in one way or another. So let's go ahead and jump into this. Number one, what's the first thing that you need to be doing to get yourself ready for 2025? And let me say this. These are things that I'm actually doing myself. Like, these are my five things that I've been in this headspace now for probably I really started shifting gears, getting ready for 25. Back in September, October. So, you know, I don't like to just get the new year and then say I'm going to flip the light switch on like a resolutioner. I'm just, yo, fluid, just a part of how I'm living. And we just make tweaks and adjustment along the way. And so that's what I want you to do. Don't wait till January 1 and be like, oh, I'm going to start this January 1st. It's not going to be too late, but you're going to be behind eight ball by then. So you want to get some momentum going into the new year. So here's the number one thing that you need to do for 2025, and that is you need to invest in yourself. Gotta invest in yourself. You need to pour into you. And when I say invest in yourself, you need to, you need to upgrade your wisdom, you need to upgrade your knowledge, and you need to upgrade your skill set. So think about this. We've gone through different ages. You know, we started with the agrarian age, and then we went into the industrial age, and then we went into, I think, the technological age, and then we went into the information age. Each one of those periods required something different for you to be successful in that period. So I can't expect to be as successful as I can operating by agrarian principles. Now, people who've done that all their life and they already have infrastructure in that, hey, you know, it works for them. But what I'm saying is that you have to continually upgrade and invest in yourself to keep up with the changes in the time. So that's going to require a new way of thinking that's going to require a new way of looking at things, a new way of operating, a new way of moving. So I need you to invest in yourself. Every morning I get up, well, not every morning, but I try to every morning to get up and just block some time off to meditate. And I was, I think it was last week, I got up, man, and I just sit in this very chair, got all the lights off. And, you know, I just close my eyes, and that's my time to connect and commune with the Holy Spirit. Do what you do, whatever you believe, that's cool. And this this word came up in my spirit. What scripture is that? I think I wrote it down. Did I write it down? Yeah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And that says, if any man, if any creature is in Christ, and I might be misquoting the first part, but the part that I want to focus on, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, old things have passed away and all things have become new. And that really, that part right there, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I think it says are become new. And when that kind of came up in my spirit, I went back and read it, and like, man, all things are become new. All things have become new. And so what started to just kind of download into my spirit, things are always becoming new. All things have become new. And so if all things are becoming new, then that means that there has to be a new level of wisdom, a new level of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for the newness that we're experiencing now. And so from there, it went, okay, if all things are becoming new, I have to continually become new myself with the level of wisdom and knowledge and information that I'm taking in. And I won't go deep into the whole conversation, but the main point is you need new wisdom for a new time. And man, I'm telling you, and I don't mean to get too spiritual with this, but God is infinite where wisdom is concerned. And so we just have to learn how to tap in. So don't be afraid of the changes. You just have to tap in. You got to learn. You got to plug in. You got to study. You got to keep up with things that are changing. And as things become new, you become new with it. Because if you stay the same, you're going to find yourself with an agrarian, agricultural mindset living in a technological information age. And that's not a good combination. So I hope you all got that. You got to invest in yourself, whatever that looks like for you. But you are your best, most important asset. Your skill set, your brain, your knowledge, being able to apply that knowledge, you are your most important asset. So I think I said that enough. Invest in yourself. All right. That's number one. And you do that by upgrading your wisdom, your knowledge, and your skill set to equip you for the age and the context in which we're currently living. All right. That's number one. Number two is increase your financial IQ by staying on top of changes. So it's kind of similar to the first one, investing in yourself, but you have to increase your financial IQ. And so what do I mean by that? Listen, y'all, we are in the midst of a shift. Hopefully you must be, if you don't see that everything is shifting, you got to be living under a pebble or a rock. You know what I'm saying? But to my point, Bitcoin just hit 100K last week, I believe. Come on now. And I've been talking about crypto for a while, but it went in this dormant stage and it didn't look like it was doing anything. And so, you know, some people is just like, that's why I don't mess with that. But if you pay attention, it was easy to see like this is where things are going. And so at the very least, I need to understand it. And if I choose to partake of it, then, hey, I'm in a position that I can do so and not be afraid or scared. And I did partake of it. And let me say, my crypto portfolio is looking pretty nice right now. But I said that to just tell you just stay current with the changes. And it's like, you can't be afraid of things that you don't know or understand, because you were born in this world not knowing anything or understanding anything. And so you have to, you got to get over the fear of, oh, I don't understand, it seems risky. It's like, put yourself back in your infant stage. You didn't know anything, and everything that you learned how to do, you got confident in that thing. So I'm just saying to you, increase your financial IQ by continuing to learn. Bitcoin is one of those big areas. Cryptocurrency, listen, that's where things are headed. It's already there now. So if you're still in that place where you're kind of like, oh, I still don't want to mess with that, listen, or I want to know more, but I just don't know where to start, I got something for you. Listen to the end. But regardless, you got to stay plugged in. Second thing is, look at the advent of AI. Now, AI has been here a long time, but the adoption of it and the use case of it now is now integrating itself into our mainstream society. And so here again, you got to increase your financial IQ, and you have to adapt to be able to keep up with the context that we're living in now. So case in point, this is what I'm doing with my son. I know he's in this program. And so he had this assignment to do. It wasn't for school, but the assignment, it just gave him, it was like a vocabulary assignment, but it didn't have any vocabulary words. It just gave him sentences, and it gave him some blanks that he had to figure out what the word was. So even me looking at it, I'm just like, well, shoot, I don't even know what these words are, because there are no vocabulary words. And so I was thinking, now he's only 8 years old. How is he going to figure out? And like I said, the work is not necessarily on the third grade level. It's like fourth grade level. But I was just like, well, how is he going to figure this out? So I was just like, oh, use ChatGPT. And so I want to get him familiar with this stuff now so he understands how to use it. And so I said, okay, Dre, this is what you need to do. Type in the definition in ChatGPT. And the way that the assignment was written, it was like it gave him a couple of the letters, but it didn't tell him what the whole word was. So I said, type the definition in ChatGPT and say it begins with this letter and ends with this letter. And so, you know what? That made learning engaging for him. So he started typing in the definition, and ChatGPT gave him, for a lot of them, it gave him what the word was. But I share that with you to make the point. This is the time that he's growing up in. So I can't tell him, it's just like, oh no, that ChatGPT, I don't want you to have nothing to do with that. That stuff is, you know, you're getting in trouble for that. No, man, this is his time. This is his age. So guess what? If I'm just trying to raise him up on what I grew up on. Now for me, when I had to do stuff like that, shoot, we had, I'm telling my age now, but man, we had to look stuff up in encyclopedias and dictionaries to find out information like that. Or if we wanted information, we had to use encyclopedias, man, or go to the library and do research. But imagine me telling him just like, well, Jason, go and look in the encyclopedia, or just flip through all of the pages of the dictionary and see, look at all the words that begin with the word that begins with the letter S and ends with this letter. It doesn't match anymore. So needless to say, what I did for him, I empowered him to find the answer to his own problems without giving it to him. So I say that again to say you have to increase your financial IQ. So we talked about AI, and then this is the last big one. We got a new administration coming in, y'all. Y'all already know. We put it like this. You know things are going to change, okay? You know there are going to be some changes. So you got to position yourself to be in the best position to survive and thrive regardless of what may come. Don't wait for it. Get prepared. And so how do you prepare yourself? You arm yourself with the right information and execution on that information. So if you live in, if you see a hurricane is coming, if it's hurricane season and you know it's coming, are you gonna sit there and wait for the hurricane to come before you get yourself prepared for it? So it's like the same mentality, man. Get yourself prepared. Like, people don't spend time like, oh man, it's so unfair that this hurricane is coming this way again. It is what it is. It's coming. It's headed this way. Get ready for it. Period. That's all you can do. It's like, I'm going to stay here and be upset that the hurricane is coming this way. You're wasting time, man. Get ready. Get ready. Get prepared. All right. So number one, invest in yourself. Number two, increase your financial IQ. Change is coming. Don't wait for it. Get prepared for it. Let me make sure I said anything with that. Money is changing. Let me just make this last point. I went somewhere. Where was that? I don't know. It was a couple of weeks ago, and I went somewhere, and I had some cash. And this is probably happening to you. And they was just like, "Oh, we don't accept cash here." I was like, "God, dog!" And so we are moving away from a physical exchange cash society. Some places just like, we got a shortage of coins, so don't even come here expecting any change. So money is changing. You see that we're moving, everything is moving digital now, where, you know, you won't even have to carry cash anymore. A lot of people don't. A lot of people, you know, you, of course, you've had your credit cards and your debit cards, but money now is it being exchanged in the form of crypto. So just another example, money is changing. Stay up with the changes so you can participate and not be a victim. Okay, hopefully that makes sense. All right, number three, this is a good one. Number three is disconnect as much of your income as you can from the time clock. This is a powerful one. Let me say this again. Disconnect as much of your income as you can from the time clock or from time. So what do I mean by that? You're going to have to figure out how to make money independent of exchanging your time for money. Why is that? Because time is limited. And, you know, you don't want to be limited financially. But guess what? If you're just depending on your job and your paycheck, don't get me wrong. Necessary, needed, but limited. So what I'm trying to do is help you position yourself to take the limits off, but it's going to require a change in how you see things and a change in how you operate. We were brought up, at least I was brought up in the time where, hey, if you get your education, get you a good job, a well-paying job, you're going to be good. That might have been the case 20 or 30 years ago. Now, that ain't the case. And so with the changes that are coming, and I'm not trying to put fear in anybody, but you don't have any idea what type of changes may be coming. And if those changes should happen to impact the primary way that you get paid or your primary source of income, then it's going to negatively impact the level, your level, your lifestyle, your level of living. So when I say you have to disconnect as much of your income off of time or the time clock as possible, what I'm saying is that you have to figure out other ways to make money independent of what you're doing now, where you may be exchanging time for money. Two primary ways to do that is, listen, you got to start investing something. So if you invest, your money isn't tied to the clock because your investments can go up at any time of day or any time of night. Other thing is that you want to get some residual income coming in the way of real estate. I create courses and I have books that I sell. So those are making money for me around the clock. Like my books, my courses, they sell like any time of day or night, anywhere in the world, they're selling. And so I've taken that part of my income off of the time clock because it's not contingent upon me being someplace rendering a service. Now, do I still have my job, my full-time job? Yes. Is that contingent upon me showing up, being on the clock? Yes. That's okay. That's foundation. That's just to make sure that the house is taken care of, make sure that the bills are paid, make sure that we got whatever we need to be comfortable. But you're not going to be free on that level right there. And so what I'm trying to get you to is a level of freedom. But for that to happen, you're going to have to generate more income independent of the time clock. Why? Because time is a limited commodity and you don't want to wear yourself into a ground working for money, which some people do. But here again, it requires a shift in how you think. All right. So hopefully you got that one. Disconnect as much of your income as you can from the time clock. So you're going to have to tap in, man. You're going to have to tap into a higher level of wisdom. You're going to have to tap into your God-given creativity, your God-given potential. And look, I'll be the first to say, man, I never saw myself as an author. And I know people look at me now and when I challenge them in this way, it's just like, yeah, but, you know, that's you. You're cut out to speak and write and stuff like that. That's not for me. Listen, and I'll tell you this quick story. When I wrote my first book, didn't have an idea to say that, oh, I'm going to write a book. I saw a problem, and that problem was a lot of people, young people, school age students I was working with, they were having issues just kind of figuring out who they were, their purpose in life. And I was just like, dang, I struggled with the same thing myself coming up. And so I wasn't thinking of like, oh man, I'm going to start a business and I'm going to, you know, make a lot of money writing books and speaking. It didn't start like that. I just had an idea because I saw a need and I felt like I could speak to it because I had the same struggle myself. And so the thought eventually came just like, man, it would be good to write a book, but I don't know anything about how to write a book and I wouldn't know where to start at. And so, you know, I talked myself out of it. And we are so prone to talking ourselves out of things that we haven't even tried yet. So I hadn't even written the first word yet, but I was already talking to myself. I don't know how to do this and I don't know how to do that. And who's going to do the cover and who's going to do this? And man, it was like God just spoke to me as clear as day. He said, just write the summary or the dedication page of who you're going to dedicate the book to. And literally my first book that I wrote, it was called Will Somebody Please Tell Me Who I Am, A Search for My True Identity. Let me see if I have a copy. Yep, I do. This was the first book that I wrote, man. I'm back in 2009, I believe. And listen, it started with, just to kind of give you some proof, it started with, I don't know if you can see that, but it started with the acknowledgement page. That was the first part of it that I wrote. And then from there, it's just like, okay, write a synopsis of the back cover. Write what one title may be. What do you want the book to be about? It's like, okay, well, let's write about identity. Okay, well, choose a title. And so from there, it organically grew. And when I started seeing this come together, I was just like, oh man, when I finished it, I was just like, oh snap, I just wrote a book. But here's the catch, and this is going to help somebody. I didn't write a book. We look at it as a book. It ended up being a book. But what I did, I wrote an acknowledgement page. I wrote a summary on the back. I wrote some chapter titles. I wrote some a little headers for the title. I didn't write. The reason why I almost talked myself out of it because I thought I had to write a book. No. You don't ever do anything in the totality of the thing. You take it and you do it in pieces. Like you think you're going to bake a cake. The cake is the end result, but you're putting ingredients together. So I'm saying that to say to you watching this now, it's so much that God has put on the inside of you, but you talk yourself out of it because it seems bigger than what you think you have the capacity to do. And really, all you need is All you need is the next step. What's the next thing that I need to do? That's how I ended up writing this book. If you see on the shelf behind me and my wife wrote a book, Five Star Mentality. And that one was much easier because I went through the process. And once you go through it one time, it's just like, oh, shoot, I did it one time. Then surely I can do it again. And that time, you know, we did a little bit more, added some more to it, got someone to publish it. So I'm not going to go in anymore about that. But where was I at? I don't know how I got there. Disconnect as much as you can from time. Y'all get the picture. Hopefully y'all understand what I'm saying. All right. But listen, man, you got so much on the inside of you. And I just feel strongly about this part. God has downloaded so much on the inside of you, and he just needs you to believe enough to trust him to show you how to pull it out. It don't matter what it is. You have no clue how much has been deposited on the inside of you. And I'll say this last thing and I'm going to move on. Even with my son, it's like he can do things naturally that I have to learn how to do. Like, I'm not going to let him leave me behind now because I got to keep up. But it's amazing for me to see things that requires a little bit more conscious effort for me. He can do it with ease. And I attribute that to, it's just like God knew what he needed to be able to dominate in this time. So it's like he came preloaded with so much stuff that I have to learn. Now, here's the thing. God gave us all the ability to learn. So you have no excuse. Like, some things come naturally for people, but they still have to put in the work to enhance it. They still have to learn. They still have to practice. So it's not just, okay, well, if it didn't get downloaded into me, I'm not going to be able to do it. No, it's in you. You got the potential to learn. You can study. You can practice. So you have everything. The information is available. Like, back when I was coming up, man, we was checking books out in the library and had to go and do all of our research at the library. Now you got all of these resources, so you don't have any excuse except the limitations in your mind. All right, come on, let me move on. Number four, this is what you need to do to get ready for 25. You need to set some goals that seem unreachable. The thought behind that is, why unreachable? Because you got to get out of your comfort zone. Like, the life that you really are supposed to be living is going to be beyond the zone that you're currently operating on. I heard somebody say this. It was so profound. It's like, you are maxed out right now in terms of how you live in your life. You are maxed out on the knowledge that you currently have. In other words, you're living on the level that you're on now based on what you already know. So the potential for you to live on a higher level isn't possible unless you get a higher level of information. So does that make sense? So it's just like everything that you're doing now, you're doing it because you know how to do it. But that next level that you need to go to, it's going to require you doing or learning something that you don't even know how to do yet. And so that's why I said you need to set some goals for you that seem unreachable, because it's going to push you to a higher level of thinking. You're going to have to talk to some different people. You're going to have to tap into some different type of information. You're going to have to expand your knowledge base. You're going to have to get uncomfortable again. So some of y'all know I put it on social media. I was going through the process of learning how to swim. Had to put a pause on that because the weather started to get cold. And like, the water was already cold enough as it was. So I was like, I'll be back in the spring when the weather warms up. But that was beyond my current level of knowledge, my current level of comfort, my current level of understanding. And some people was like, well, why you didn't learn how to swim yet? Just didn't work out for me like that. I didn't learn how to swim when I was younger. But here again, I wasn't going to tell myself, well, oh, I'm too old now. Well, oh, you know, if you don't learn how to swim when you're young, then it's past the time. So I had to unlearn all of that limited thinking. It's just like, as long as I'm alive and I have my reasonable mental capacities, I got a healthy body, activities of my limb. Listen, I can do way more than I can't do. And I don't even know what I can't do until I try doing what I can do. So don't put those limitations on yourself. Get uncomfortable. Get back to a childlike stage. Somebody said, if you're not uncomfortable, then you're not growing. Because it just means that you're operating off of what you already know, what's already comfortable, what you've already become proficient at. So when I understood that, I was just like, oh, man, so I got to start looking for things to do that make me feel inadequate and uncomfortable, because that means I'm kind of going into some new territory. And swimming sure did that to your boy. So I'm not done yet. I still got a lot more work to do. But like the book, when I get back in the pool, I've already conquered a certain level of apprehension, fear, and anxiety of drowning and all that stuff. So when I go back in the spring or whenever I decide to go back, I've already conquered some of those earlier fears. So I don't have to go back and figure that part out again. So set some goals that seem unreachable. Get this done as soon as possible. Truth be told, I'm going to go ahead and tell you some of my business. I've been working on my mindset for a minute, just expanding my capacity of what I believe is possible for me. So my mindset finally got to the place where I felt comfortable entertaining the idea of me being able to generate $1 million. And a lot of people are just like, oh, $1 million or whatever. It took me about, oh man. And just to let you know, most of this work is internal work. When I first, you know, somebody challenged me with the thoughts like, oh man, you know, you need to, you know, go ahead for your first million. I didn't even think along those lines like that being possible for me. Because, you know, you look at that, well, that's, you know, Jay-Z or whoever, you know, people that we see as being so much more equipped than us to do things like that. But like a lot of the stuff that I told you tonight, for some of you all, this tonight is a process of peeling back some of those layers to get you confident to go stretch yourself for more. And so it finally this year, kind of coming down the latter part of this year, it felt comfortable. Like when I heard people saying it and I really started getting into doing business and creating products and stuff like that, it didn't necessarily just seem like unobtainable dream. I actually put numbers to it. So I was just like, okay, so if I had a product for $1,000 and I sold 1,000, that would be $1 million. If you had something that you sold for 10,000 and you sold 100 of it, like, that would be $1 million. So I started getting coaching from people who were already on that level, and they kind of brought it down to a level where it didn't seem so unattainable. So it's like, now I think about it, it's like, okay, here again, I'm not focused necessarily on, oh, I got to go make $1 million. It's like, no, that's not the focus. Let me just figure out, how can I help add value to people in exchange of something that they would be willing to pay for? And in doing that over and over again, you know, we all spend money on things that we value or things that fill a need. And in the course of doing that, help enough people, it just kind of grows organically. But if you kind of go like, oh man, I got to go figure out how to make $1 million, it's going to overwhelm your mind. And so just figure out, how do I add value and add value to somebody for $100 that they would be like, man, for what I learned, I'll be more than willing to pay that many times over. So break things down. I think that's the other sub theme of the night. Don't look at the big picture, like get a quick glimpse of it, take a picture of it, but then come back down to the component parts. Like, what's the next step I need to do? Ooh, I need to write my dedication or acknowledgement page. All right, number five, and what time is it? 35, we're good on time. We'll wrap up here. Connect with someone who can stretch you beyond the current level that you're operating on. Get a coach. And this is an age-old principle, but all of the greats, they have everybody. To some degree, you need a coach. You start out coaching with your parents. Hopefully, they were good coaches for you. If you got in athletics, man, you got a coach. So that system is already in place. Put yourself in the older days, it used to be apprenticeship. So let me get under somebody who's already where I'm trying to get and who can cut that learning curve down for me, because I don't know what I don't know. And so getting a coach for whatever area. For me, I started coaching with business people, and I started getting like spiritual coaches, because those are my two big things to help me expand my mindset where those areas was concerned. So my pastor, been a spiritual coach, Pastor Dollar's been a mentor, just understanding the mindset and peeling back those layers of things that I picked up, false beliefs, limiting beliefs. Have gotten a number of business coaches over the years, and didn't seem like anything was working at the time, but what they were doing is peeling back those layers and those insecurities and those fears and those doubts and those limitations. And it doesn't happen overnight, but over the course of months and years, you know, your capacity to start to dream bigger and knowing more and operating and doing more, it just kind of organically starts to grow. And before you know it, it's just like before I knew it, it's just like, man, I got a podcast now. How did this? I never thought I would do something like this, because here again, I was just like, man, that's too complicated to do. But started with the mindset, and then just increase your knowledge and take the baby step. So yeah, man, that's what it is tonight, man. But 2025 can be a breakout year for you. It starts here and here. Man, you got God rocking for you, man. Like, what does that scripture say? If God is for you, who can be against you? So I had to renew my mind to that, because, you know, we get caught up in a whole bunch of narratives and all these different type of things. It's kind of like God's like, whoa, don't forget your roots, homeboy. Don't forget your roots. To my, I see you on there. To all of the those who came after Alpha Phi Alpha, man, respect your roots, baby. Respect your roots. But man, don't forget who you got on your side. And so, if God is for me, who can be against me? And you got to get back to that. But you got to get to the point where that just becomes how you operate. It's just like, I don't care what's going on out there, I'm gonna be good, because I know who's holding me down. All right, man. So that's it. So listen, next week I am working on a program. I mentioned it before. I've been working on it like around the clock this last couple of weeks, but it's going to be a club financial wellness and the Wealth DNA experience. And I'm going to start a club coaching program next year. It's going to be for 10 months, because it really takes that long to start to uproot some of the belief systems, some of those limiting beliefs that we came in here with as children. I heard this today, and this was like profound to me. I've heard it before, but it came back today. But a lot of times I was listening to this video, and this lady was talking about abundance blockers. So she was talking about things in your thinking and your subconscious that could be blocking you from having abundance and more than enough in your life. And she said, she helps people overcome those blocks, but she said most of them happen between the ages of 0 and 7. And I was just like, God, dog. So it's just like, before you even have an awareness of what all of this stuff is about, this whole world and this whole system, so much has already been implanted on the inside of you. It's like a little seed. And then over the course of months and years, those things start to play out, and your life is governed by things that was planted in you when you was, sometimes it's even before you was born. I remember I was listening to one of the Tupac songs a couple of weeks ago, and I think he was just talking about when he was in his my mama's womb while she was in jail. Well, already within her, or for him, things were being imprinted upon him even as a child in the womb because of the setting that his mom grew up in. And I'm sure there was some stress that went along with him. So I said that to say, so a lot of things that could be holding you back from breaking out the way that you should be breaking out could be things that was planted in you when you was like a child. And so anyway, the coaching program that I'm creating is designed to, let's just take our time. Let's see where we are. Let's go back and see if we can identify some of those programs, some things that we might have learned during the era that we were born that doesn't apply as much now. Truth be told, one of the biggest things that you have to shift your thoughts about is just education from this standpoint. Like if you're in a class that's teaching the same thing that it was teaching back in the 80s or 90s, then just saying, how relevant is that education for today? I'm not saying that that's the case, but in cases where the curriculum still mirrors decades ago and everything has shifted, how far are you really going to get with that education in the current context? So I'm just saying we got to be current. But anyway, so a lot of the coaching program is going to be to address some of those old beliefs and to see where we are now and where we need to catch up where our thinking is concerned and getting free of those limitations, those fears, those things that they told you as a child, things that you just kind of picked up watching other people, experiences. And we're going to deal with all of those things in 2025. So stay tuned for that. I'll be talking about it more next week, and I'll have a webinar for those who are interested. If you want to learn more and potentially get into it so we can start rocking together in 2025, stay tuned for that next week. All right, man. I appreciate it. I see some people. I can't always see when people join, but I see some names on here, man. Free, I see you, homeboy. What's going on, man? Sounds amazing. Artisazoo. That is amazing. Yeah, appreciate y'all. Man, so thank y'all for joining me and spread the word, man. We're just trying to help people live up to their God-given potential. I think the biggest revelation that I'm getting, and I'll end with this now, is that God has already put everything that we need to live a high quality life on the inside of us. It's in there, but it's just so much other stuff that we picked up from birth until where we are now that's keeping that seed from germinating and really sprouting. But if you can identify with some of those things or start peeling back some of those layers till you get to the root of that seed and that thing can open up and start to blossom and bloom, ooh, life's gonna start looking real different real quick. All right, man, that's it. I'll see you all next week. Appreciate y'all joining in. Coach, what's up, man? I'm a rock with you in 25, man. Just getting some things right on the rest of this side of 2025. But listen, I appreciate y'all, man. We got this. We can do this. Work on that mindset and write them goals down. If you do, share that with me so I can let some other people know and encourage them. And we will do this thing together. All right, man. I'm out. See y'all next week. Later.